Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening, and stay connected.
We gather today in the name of God the Father, who creates us, Jesus, his Son, who redeems us, and the Holy Spirit, who sanctifies us. Amen. It's hard for me to believe that I'm actually going to have something good to say about the book of Leviticus. This little passage you got today is all sandwiched in between all the prescriptions for household paraphernalia and church paraphernalia. And as you can see, I'm very much for church paraphernalia. But it's an interesting moment in this book of prescriptions. It describes a lifestyle that is different from the people around the people of Israel, that God is calling them to live. It is the foundation for what Jesus has to say in today's gospel. But as with so many things, Jesus takes it further. As a for instance, I was pondering the Leviticus reading, and I realized I have to love my relatives, but anybody else is up free game. I can hate them. Because Leviticus tells me, don't hate your kin. And then it goes on. It ends with that famous passage about loving your neighbor as yourself. But as we know, in all of that time, from the writing of Leviticus to the time of Jesus, it was a pretty wobbly definition, so much so that one of the professional religious lawyers asked Jesus, well, who is my neighbor? And we get the parable of the Good Samaritan. Today's gospel goes even further, doesn't it? You are to love those who persecute you. You are to love those who persecute you. That is not a normal human response to abrasiveness in our life, is it? Trust me, I drive in Atlanta. I know the truth of that. And yet Jesus calls us to that. And in a few minutes, as a part of this liturgy of confirmation and reception, you will stand and renew your own baptismal covenant. You will renew those promises again. You've probably done it at least once this year. On the first Sunday in Epiphany, you're going to do it today. You'll do it again at the Great Easter Vigil or Easter morning. And you'll do it several times this year. So what is it we're doing when we stand to do that? Is it simply an exercise, a liturgical exercise, or what is it? If you listen to the words, I ask you if you believe three things. And then I ask you what you're going to do about those beliefs. How are you going to act them out in the world? In other words, I'm asking you to make a commitment to a lifestyle. Because Christianity is not a body of teaching, it's a way of life that's lived out in the moment. That's what Jesus is encouraging his hearers in today's gospel reading to do. To live a lifestyle that is representative of God's presence in the midst of the world. Now, we all know that God is present in places like this, don't we? At least we assume that. But what about outside this building? What about on Mount Vernon Highway? Or as you drive down to the mall, or the grocery store, or wherever it is God not present there? And yet we claim to believe that God is everywhere, at least when it's convenient. At least golfers claim that. I point out to them, just because you use God's name on the golf course doesn't mean you're worshiping. What does it mean when Jesus and Scripture calls us to be a people who love? Today's gospel is jarring. Every time I read it, my first response is to try to say to Jesus, you want me to do what? and yet he calls me to live a life of love. More than just loving my neighbor, loving those whom I find particularly unlovable. The people I don't care for. Believe it or not, bishops have people they don't care for. The people who harass me. The people who disagree with me. Jesus calls me to love them. He says, anybody can love the people who love them. I tell you this, you are to love the unlovable, to embrace the unbraceable, unembraceable, to hold those who do not want to be held close to you. Luckily for us, the New Testament is written in Greek, which is a language that's much more precise than English. The Greeks have four words for love. The one used here in almost all of the New Testament is agape. It means something very specific. It is the love of sacrifice. It is the love that gives up me for the sake of we. This is the love that Jesus is calling us to as a way of life. It has nothing to do with how we feel. It has to do with how we act towards one another. We can feel disconnected, discombobulated, anything from people, but because we commit to a way of life, we act towards them in a loving way. A sacrificial way, a way that builds them up, a way that gives away ourselves for the sake of the other. One of the things I do for fun and out of my own personal irritation is I try very hard to recover words that are used or been misappropriated by certain groups in American culture. One of those, or two of those words, are liberal and conservative, which have become dividers. I find it interesting because when I look in the dictionary, the first definition of liberal is to be generous. The first definition of conservative is to hold on to those things which are worth holding on to. You see, the truth of the matter is, to use the language, this gospel today calls us to be both liberal, in the best sense of that word, to be generous people who are willing to give ourselves away while at the same time being conservatives, to hold on to all that is important and wonderful for this world. All that stuff that transforms the world into what God is calling it to become. God has called us to be co-creators with Him of a new world. Think of that for a minute, what a privilege that is, that God wants us to walk hand in hand with Him to recreate this crazy world in which we live. He chose you and you and you and you and me and Father Michael to help make the whole world new. But it can only happen if we're willing to give ourselves away in love to the unlovable. That's what makes it difficult. Anybody can love those who love them, Jesus said. Love is a great thing. But it has to be given as a gift. It can't be coerced or taken. It needs the freedom of choice from each of us. We have to choose to love those who persecute us, those who hurt us, those who abuse us. That's a way of life. That's the vocation of the Christian life, is to be people of love. The first time an outsider described the Christians, it went like this. My, how those Christians love one another. It was the characteristic description of what it was to be a Christian. It wasn't believing a certain set of propositions. It wasn't doing all the right things liturgically, although some of us think that's really nice. It was loving. It's what Jesus did for us. If you listen to the hymn we just sang, it was what he did as he walked to the cross. He was willing to sacrifice for somebody like me, somebody like you. He was willing to give everything for our sake. That is loving in the gospel way. That's our call, our vocation, to live that out, not just when we sit in church, but most especially as our deacon sends us back into the world with the love of Christ in us to give it away so that we can come back next week and be refilled. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Simple and easy are not the same thing. But God calls us to new life. We stand today together. We will promise to try our best again to live that new life. My prayer for all of us is that we will have the capacity to do that until the next time we commit that again. Amen. The candidates will now be presented.
Confirmation. Present this person for reception.
Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil?
I do.
Do you renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do. And with God's grace, I will follow him as my Savior and Lord.
Will all of you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ? Let us stand and join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help. Will
you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Let us now pray for these persons who have renewed their commitment to Christ. Put on the altar.
Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty God, we thank you that by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome sin and brought us to yourself, and that by the sealing of your Holy Spirit, you have bound us to your service. Renew in these, your servants, the covenant you made with them at their baptism. Send them forth in the power of that Spirit to perform the service you set before them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's come up there. Strengthen, O Lord, your servant Carla Marie with your Holy Spirit. Empower her for your service and sustain her all the days of her life. Amen.
Amen.
Robert Edward, we recognize you as a member of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and we receive you into the fellowship of this communion. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep you. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, let your fatherly hand ever be over these, your servants. Let your Holy Spirit ever be with them, and so lead them in the knowledge and obedience of your word, that they may serve you in this life and dwell with you in the life to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
That's peace, Joshua. That's peace. Good one. Robert, congratulations. God's peace, my friend. Nancy, God's peace.
Peace be with you, Mom. Trying to not trip over.
God's peace. God's peace. Let us walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God.